Sins of Passion, Judges 20, 35 through 48.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Yahweh struck Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed of Benjamin that day 25,100 men. All these drew sword. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were struck, for the men of Israel yielded to Benjamin, because they trusted the ambushers who they had set against Gibeah. The ambushers hurried and rushed on Gibeah. Then the ambushers spread out and struck all the city with the edge of the sword. Now the appointed sign between the men of Israel and the ambushers was that they would make a great cloud of smoke rise up out of the city. The men of Israel turned in the battle, and Benjamin began to strike and kill the men of Israel about 30 persons. For they said, "Surely they are struck down before us, as in the first battle." But when the cloud began to rise up out of the sky in a pillar of smoke, the Benjamites looked behind them, and behold, the whole city went up in smoke to the sky. The men of Israel turned, and the men of Benjamin were dismayed, for they saw that disaster had come on them. Therefore they turned their backs before the men of Israel to the way of the wilderness, but the battle followed hard after them, and those who came out of the city destroyed them in the middle of it. They surrounded the Benjamites, chased them, and trod them down at their resting place, as far as near Gibeah toward the sunrise. 18,000 men of Benjamin fell. All these were men of valor. They turned and fled toward the wilderness to the rock of Rimmon, and they gleaned 5,000 men of them in the highways, and followed hard after them to Gidom, and struck 2,000 men of them, so that all who fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men who drew the sword. All these were men of valor. But 600 men turned and fled toward the wilderness to the rock of Rimmon, and stayed in the rock of Rimmon 4 months. The men of Israel turned again on the children of Benjamin, and struck them with the edge of the sword, both the entire city and the livestock and all that they found. Moreover, all the cities which they found they set on fire. Just because Benjamin was a tribe of Israel didn't mean that they were free to sin against God without consequences. What happened to this tribe was the same thing that happened to many of the nations that Israel had to fight to take the land from in the first place. Their cities were completely burned, and even their livestock were killed. The fact that Israel wasn't safe from God's law demonstrates that God is just. He doesn't have one law for Israel, and a different one for the rest of the world, although some of the specific rules are different in order to set them apart. God's moral law is for everyone. This war appears to have gotten out of hand, however. Israel became so passionate that they decided to track down Benjamites for 4 months at the Rock of Rimmon after the initial day of victory. They were trying to completely destroy every last Benjamite. God told them that they would win, not that they should kill everyone. This is a repeating problem that Israel kept having after Simeon and Levi killed an entire town for the sin of a single man. God's rules are clear in their law. A man was to die for a man. Nowhere did God say that 12 men were to die for a man, or anything like that. When we become impassioned, we can actually leave God's word and start to rely on our own feelings. This is the same sin that the Benjamites were guilty of. Unfortunately, this horrible story continues.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.